Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to you, wherever you are on this earth. This is Michael Espinoza from the Psychic Funhouse for another Sunday Brunch show, and I'm so glad you have joined me today. Today we are going to be talking about manifesting again. This is part three in the series, and so we have a couple more subjects here to talk about. So I want to thank you for tuning in. So next week, Friday, is our regular show, Friday evenings, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And that's going to be, we're just going to have question and answers. So that's Friday, January 21st at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And so join us then as we answer your questions and we will consult the guides. So I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. It is really beautiful here in Los Angeles. The sun is out. It is gorgeous today. I don't think it's going to be too hot. I think it's going to be in the 70s and it's so nice. Albeit, we don't have enough rain. We need more rain. So I've been trying to manifest that. And so anyway, thank you for joining me. And so last week we talked about raising your vibration. We talked about gratitude. We talked about matching the vibration and the feeling of the thing that we want. And so those are the things that we talked about last week in this process of manifesting. So this week we are talking about letting go of negative energy. One of the things, and I think I kind of messed the order of this up here, and what I should have inserted after letting go of negative energy should have been raising your vibration, because when we start to release negative energies, it's easier to raise the vibration. We don't have that energy in the body taking up room. So anyway, so today we're going to talk about letting go of negative energy. And it was interesting because I saw a quote this week by one of my spiritual teacher, Master Chua Kuk Sui, and one of his quotes, I have it in my calendar, a daily calendar, and it says, "Do not meditate too much on those who hurt or aggravate you. What you meditate on, you become. Instead, meditate on the guru and the higher beings." So, of course, there's a spiritual component here, right, to raise our vibration, to ascend. And that is to let go of those who hurt or aggravate us. And instead, focus on your guru or the higher beings, and the higher beings. And also he stated in there, what you meditate on, you become. And so if we switch the focus from those who aggravate us and those who annoy us, and we focus on a spiritual teacher or a guru or any of the higher beings there are to focus on, we begin to change our vibration. And when I read that this week, I thought, wow, that is like so perfect this week, because I'm going to talk about letting go of negative energy. So this comes in many ways, the negative energy, right? It can be energy stuck in the body from past experiences that we think we might have worked through, but they're still there. And one way to tell that is if we energy gets triggered. So, because it can come up easily and very quickly at times, and as long as it's triggered. And so what that, as a pranic healer, what I have found is that the energy is still stuck in the body. And so it's important to release that energy. Okay. So one of the ways we can do that is to get pranic healing, to meditate, to write in a journal. That's one way to get the emotions out of the body. Yeah. And a lot of the times we hold on to these thoughts and events, and it's hard to get past them and hard to let them go. And sometimes I think, too, we are justified in, being angry with somebody that has caused us harm. And we tend to hold on to that aggravation or negative energy, negative thoughts towards that person. But, all it's doing is consuming our energy. It's taking up space in us, and it lowers our vibration. So, again, this is why we want to release these negative energies. And one way to do that, too, is acknowledge and look at this as a lesson. What was the lesson in all of this? In my past and the lessons that I've had before, I would be angry about what occurred in my life. And there was some trauma there. And I was very angry. And I still deal with that. I'm still working on that. But one of the things that helped me on my path was to acknowledge that this wasn't done to me, but it was being done for me. And it shifts the focus to going from victim to more of a conqueror, and to look at what's the lesson in this? What do I need to learn from these events, from these relationships with people? And once you do that, and you find the answer, it shifts everything. So an example would be, out of all the trauma, and when I was in therapy, I would be so angry about the trauma and having to be in therapy. And but after I got through that and started asking myself, shifting the focus and looking for the lesson in all of this, it finally occurred to me many years later, but I went through all of that so I can learn how to become a healer, to use all of that to help people grow and move on, to get unstuck in their life. And once I heard that, it became so rewarding for me. And yeah, it's incredible once you get that shift. So, you know, and we're not a victim anymore. And that is empowering as well. So I would urge you to release people, situations from your past, forgive them, and move on. My teacher also stated, you know, there's different ways of forgiveness. There's two types of forgiveness. There's outer forgiveness and there's inner forgiveness. But he always urged us to forgive people. And if it's a small thing, there can be outward forgiveness where we approach the person and tell them, I forgive you for doing this. And we can do that. And then there's times when people show no remorse. They show no they don't want to change, and they're not interested in changing. And so to forgive them doesn't mean we have to continually go back to them to be hurt. So what we can do is forgive them internally. And so we release the person that way. We forgive them and move on, but it doesn't mean you have to continue the relationship. It doesn't mean you have to go back to that person and ask for forgiveness or state your forgiveness to them. Because, you know, you're going to put yourself in a situation again to be hurt. So we need to protect ourselves as well. We don't need to be doormats to people. All right. So let's take some calls. And we'll see if you have any questions about manifesting and what you're working on. We're going to area code 614. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello. You're on the Psychic Funhouse. Area code 614. Are you there? Hello? I guess not. Okay. All right. We're going to move on here. All right. So after we start working on letting go of negative energy, part of that process, too, is to start creating positive affirmations in ourselves to stop the what I call the critic in the mind, who is constantly saying negative things, to release that and start creating positive thoughts, positive statements. Because sometimes a lot of the negative energy is directed toward ourselves as well. And so it's important to start creating positive affirmations in our body and in our thoughts. So, yeah, start creating positive affirmations. And then after we've done some work of letting go of negative energy, we should start to do some exercises on raising the vibration. And last week I talked about that. And so part of, you know, that process could be meditation, laughing, dancing, stuff that makes you feel good. So raise your vibration. And yeah, it's a wonderful way to bring up the energy as we let go of negative energy. Anyway, this is going to be a very quick podcast this week. I want to thank you for calling in and listening, for downloading, and we appreciate all of you. All right. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, a great week, And we'll see you back here next week, Friday, at the Psychic Funhouse. Have a great one. Bye-bye.